TJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own radio show. Come out and get involved at our weekly orientation. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
This is a CGSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Carney urges release of Hong Kong democracy activist and publisher Jimmy Lai. Prime Minister Mark Carney is calling for the release of Hong Kong democracy activist and publisher Jimmy Lai, who has been imprisoned by Beijing-controlled authorities in Hong Kong since the end of 2020.
加总理敦促释放香港民主活动人士兼出版人黎智英。加拿大总理马克卡尼呼吁释放香港民主活动人士兼出版人黎智英。自2020年底以来，黎智英一直被北京控制的香港当局监禁。
Carney said Canada's push to free Lai is motivated by humanitarian concerns and support for press freedom.Lai 77 is the former publisher of the now-closed Apple Daily newspaper, which criticized Beijing and supported Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement.
卡尼表示，加拿大推动释放黎智英的立场是出于人道主义关切，以及对新闻自由的支持。现年77岁的黎智英是现已停刊的《苹果日报》的前出版人。该报曾批评北京并支持香港的民主运动。
On August 10, 2020, Lai was arrested from his home in Hong Kong for collusion with foreign forces and seditious publication under Hong Kong's restrictive national security law, which was imposed by Beijing in 2020.
2020年8月10日，黎智英在香港的住所被捕。罪名是勾结外国势力以及煽动性出版物。这些指控依据的是由中共于2020年实施的香港国家安全法。
According to Radio Free Asia, since the end of 2020, Lai, who is a British citizen, has been in prison, spending much of his time in solitary confinement. In February 2025, Lai's son Sebastian warned that time is running out for his father's health,and called on Britain and the United States to push for his release.
据自由亚洲电台报道，自2020年底以来，拥有英国公民身份的黎智英一直被关押在狱中，大部分时间被单独监禁。2025年2月，黎智英的儿子塞巴斯蒂安披露，他父亲的健康所剩时间不多，并呼吁英国和美国向中共施压，争取他父亲获释。
On October 16th, during questions following an unrelated announcement in Etobicoke, Ontario, Carney said, "We support the freedom of the press and we would urge the release of Mr. Lai. I'm making the point on humanitarian grounds and our support for, as I say, support for freedom of the press, including in Hong Kong."
2025年10月16日，在安大略省移逃辟谷一次无相关发布会后的答问环节中，加拿大总理卡尼表示，我们支持新闻自由，并敦促黎智英先生获释。我是基于人道主义立场以及我们对新闻自由的支持提出这一呼吁，包括在香港的新闻自由。
Canadian human rights groups have called for Lai's release for years, including a recent June 18th joint statement put out by the Canadian Coalition of Human Rights in China and the Toronto Association for Democracy in China, calling for Lai to be given honorary Canadian citizenship and let out of jail. Lai's mother was Canadian and his twin sister resides in Canada.
多年来，加拿大人权组织一直呼吁释放黎智英。今年6月18日，加拿大中国人权联盟与多伦多支持中国民主协会发表联合声明，呼吁加拿大授予黎智英荣誉公民身份，并促使他获释。 黎智英的母亲是加拿大人，她的孪生姐姐目前也居住在加拿大。
Lai suffers from diabetes and is facing potential life in prison with his trial set to proceed to closing submissions in the near future. While his six colleagues at Apple Daily eventually pleaded guilty after time of detention, Lai says he is innocent of all charges.
黎智英患有糖尿病，目前面临可能被判终身监禁的风险，其审判即将进入结案陈词阶段。虽然苹果日报的六位同事在被拘捕一段时间后最终认罪，但黎智英坚持自己对所有指控无罪。
Responding to questions about whether Canada will seek to offer Lai citizenship, Carney said October 16th, "We first and foremost take responsibility for the citizens of Canada and the residents of Canada."
在被问及加拿大是否会考虑为黎智英提供公民身份时，加拿大总理卡尼于10月16日回应说，我们首先要对加拿大公民和居住在加拿大的人负起责任。
In addition to Carney's call for Lai to be released, U.S. President Donald Trump said in August that he plans to do everything I can to save him. The Freedom for Gao Zhisheng Act, introduced in September by Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey, also seeks the release of human rights lawyer Gao Zhisheng and Lai. The bill is currently being reviewed by several House committees and is still in the introductory phase.
除了卡尼呼吁释放黎智英之外，美国总统唐纳德·特朗普也在八月表示，他计划尽一切努力拯救黎智英。此外，美国新泽西州国会议员克里斯·史密斯于九月提出了为高智胜争自由法案。该法案不仅呼吁释放中国人权律师高智胜，也包括黎智英。该法案目前正由多个国会委员会审议，仍处于初步阶段。
Hello? I need some help. I can't get in. Hello? Hey, can you help me out here? I can't get my wheelchair past the door.
Sorry, I'm in a rush.
Oh. I need some help. I need someone to...
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have a physical disability. And 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure and every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhanson.com. That's rickhanson.com.
Welcome back to the Chinese show.Now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you James Gordon, and the song is called Angel Food Cake.And it's from the album titled The Heritage Hall Session, which is released in 2019. For more information, you can visit www.jamesgordon.ca. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF90.1FM 电台的 Rad Chen Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，又到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 James Gordon 演唱的一首歌曲 名字叫做 Andrew Foodcake。
On the mantle, a row of fine ebony elephants, a clock that has stopped at a quarter to four. As fond as I am of this faded elegance, the air tasted bitter when I came through the door. Through the holes in the curtain,Some sunlight shone through on that pale braided carpet, so weathered and worn. Speckled beams filled with dust stirred the gloom of that room. I see it different than you, 'cause this is where I was born. I see those Saturday nights when they'd roll up that rugAnd they tamarack her down on that hard pine floor. I hear this parlor piano, see them pass round a jug, but music and laughter's not heard anymore. Once love filled up this room, you could reach out and grab it, slice it up.Pass it round like mom's angel food cake. Now they're living on crumbs. They're just here out of habit. If you could see them today, why your heart would just break. Dad spends his days in the barn, though it's empty and cold. Just like the look that mom always gives him when he loses his words, shows he's broken and old. Like his big patched up parka, his pain's well lived in. Now they dance around each other where they once used to waltz, trying to stay out of each other's way. He thinks that she feels getting frayHis fault. He's as silent as that room where those tunes used to play. I found her in the kitchen, though she don't bake much these days. The doc says her shortbread is bad for their health. She sees me and says, how do things end this way? It's in her eyes what she wants.She can't wish it for herself. Once love filled up this room, you could reach out and grab it, slice it up, pass it round like mom's angel food cake. Now they're living on crumbs, they're just here out of habit. If you could see them today, oh my heart.
Netflix, I'll bring you a music piece by Jane Bonnet and Makik. And it's called Sky High, which is from the album titled On Firm Ground, released in 2019. And by the way, Makik is composed of 6 female musicians and led by Jane Bonnet, is a very famous jazz icon, and she has won 5 Juno Awards and 3 Grammy nominations. 接下来呢，要推荐给大家的是来自 Jane Bonnet 和 Makik 演唱的歌曲。演奏的乐曲名字叫做 Sky High。 is a song vocal by 潘越云 and it's called 错误的别离 which means a mistaken breakup. 接下来呢要推荐给大家的是来自潘越云演唱的歌曲，名字叫做《错误的别离》。The song is called 孤单 which means loneliness, and it's vocaled by 张惠妹。接下来呢，要推荐给大家的是来自张惠妹演唱的《孤单》。
有人将嘴角一撇，纵容一切不屑。我想一个人的心被爱恨情仇彻的心。
Segment of the channel show, and it's a song vocal by Pang Anbang and Cai Qing, and it's called 盼雨季, which means hope.